Hello and welcome to our SearchMobileComputing.com podcast, where we offer expert advice on mobility in the enterprise. I'm Jonathan Ashford. Today's successful enterprises are discovering that granting mobile access to critical business applications can increase productivity and revenue. In this podcast series, you'll learn how to develop an overall strategy for mobilizing applications and how to tailor that to your specific needs. You'll discover the most common roadblocks and how to devise a plan that will avoid problems in your application's rollout. And now we present part one of A Strategic Approach to Enabling Mobile Business Applications, written by Jack Gold. Mobile Business Applications, Moving Beyond Email. Many companies have deployed some form of mobile email for the workforce as their first foray into wireless applications. Yet some are still hesitant to deploy applications that enable connectivity to back office systems. Despite the maturity and success of most email deployments, companies are still highly cautious when looking at more complex applications. They worry about complexity, deployment costs, security, user reluctance to work on small devices, and, having been unsuccessful in early implementations, they are often gun-shy about trying again. Yet this reluctance to deploy applications is outmoded thinking. Forward-thinking companies are deploying mobile applications in a short time, at reasonable cost, and often on existing infrastructure. And they are reaping significant gains in end-user productivity and business efficiency. Enterprises wishing to deploy mobile solutions to the workforce should start with a strategic plan that focuses on what the users need to get their jobs done, the kinds of infrastructure that are already in place and can be leveraged, and how business needs will change over the next few years. This last component of a mobile strategy is particularly important because it will determine not only what gets implemented now, but what degree of flexibility will be required to enhance and improve the applications over time. Failure to take into account the needs of the business in the long term will mean a mobile solution that is unable to change or grow with the business, representing a less than optimum investment strategy and potentially requiring rip and replace of the solution within a short time. Extending email. Most organizations that have deployed even simple mobile applications can leverage those applications to encompass a broader reach of user and company needs. For instance, enterprises that have a wireless email solution can extend the core capability of the application to deliver push two-way data to the user by including targeted connectivity to back-office solutions, particularly if the interactions can be contained in a forms-based approach. Most modern mobile solutions, including virtually all wireless email systems, provide a mechanism for such application extensions. Certainly, the limitations of the device need to be taken into account, and complex, visually interactive applications are best reserved for higher-end devices, for example, notebooks. But a significant portion of mobile workers can be empowered with relatively simple applications that use existing infrastructure through XML and other web-based interfaces and with readily available visual application development tools. While not suitable for all situations, the relative ease of deployment and lower cost make these extended solutions attractive for a variety of business needs. Increasing complexity. There is, of course, a need for more complex custom solutions where highly complex workflows and/or interactions are required. Such deployments must include selection of devices, mobile middleware extensions of existing application platforms, and connectivity options that optimize the user experience and provide for ease of back-office platform integration. While more complex and more expensive than the solutions outlined above, these deployments generally represent a more flexible and more highly integrated approach. Here too, companies should look at their existing infrastructure to choose a solution that most easily fits in with their platforms, solutions, and tools strategy. This will minimize any additional investments in one-off technologies and also minimize the need for enterprise staff to learn new technologies and tools. Companies focused on specific technology choices, for example, Microsoft.NET, Java, IBM WebSphere, SAP, Oracle, can find targeted solutions for mobilizing their environments from both the vendors themselves and from third-party providers. End users matter. In order to succeed, no matter which path is chosen, companies must focus on the needs of the end users. The majority of failed mobile deployments result not from bad technology, but from poor implementations that often produce negative productivity gains for the end user and are consequently abandoned. It is imperative that companies understand the needs of the end user, and they should include end user representatives in the early stages of solution design to maximize the ease of use and productivity of the resultant application. This is a step that is often overlooked by IT in defining and creating solutions, frequently resulting in re-architecting and changes during the trial phase that could have been eliminated with upfront end user input. Companies must also focus on the overall security of the solution, as the need to safeguard corporate data assets and comply with existing and future regulations is of paramount concern, particularly in such highly regulated industries as financial services, healthcare, and retail. Careful evaluation of the inherent security of any application platform or extension, including any email or other existing mobile solutions, should be undertaken at an early stage of the design phase. It is only through a holistic approach, taking into account user needs, company infrastructure, security, and business needs, that mobile solutions can be successfully deployed, providing maximum gain to the whole company and its workforce. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jonathan Ashford, and remember, mobility keeps your enterprise moving forward.